This sessions, to our great grief we pronounce, even pushes against our heart. The party tribe, the daughter of a king, our wife, and one of us too much beloved. Let us be cleared of being tyrannous, since we so openly proceed in justice, which shall have due course even to the guilt or the purgation. Produce the prisoner.
It is His Highness' pleasure that the Queen appear in person, here in court. Silence.
Read the indictment.
Hermione, Queen to the worthy Leontes, King of Sicilia, thou art here accused and arraigned of high treason, in committing adultery with Polixenes, King of Bohemia, and conspiring with Camillo to take away the life of our sovereign lord the king, thy royal husband. The pretense whereof being by circumstances partly laid open, thou, Hermione, contrary to the faith and allegiance of a true subject, didst counsel and aid them, for their better safety, to fly away by night.
Since what I am to say, must be but that which contradicts my accusation, and the testimony on my part no other but what comes from myself, it shall scarce boot me to say, not guilty. Mine integrity being counted falsehood, shall, as I express it, be so received. But thus, if powers divine behold our human actions as they do, I doubt not then but innocence shall make false accusation blush, and tyranny tremble at patience. You, my lord, best know, who least will seem to do so. My past life hath been as continent, as chaste, as true, as I am now unhappy, which is more than history can fathom, though devised and played to take spectators. For behold me, a fellow of the royal bed, which o'er moiety is a throne, a great king's daughter, the mother to a hopeful prince, here standing to prate and talk for life and honour, for who please to come and hear. For life, I prize it as I weigh grief, which I would spare. For honour, 'tis a derivative from me to mine, and only that I stand for. I appeal to your own conscience, sir. Before Polixenes came to your court, how I was in your grace, how merited to be so. Since he came, with what encounter so on current I have strained to appear thus. If one jot beyond the bound of honour, or in act or will that way inclining, harden be the hearts of all that hear me, and my nearest of kin cry, fie upon my grave.
I ne'er heard yet that any of these bolder vices wanted less impudence to gainsay what they did than to perform it first.
That's true enough. Though it is a saying, sir, not due to me.
You will not own it.
More than mistress of which comes to me in name of fault, I must not at all acknowledge. For Polixenes, with whom I am accused, I do confess I loved him as in honor he required, with such a kind of love as might become a lady like me, with a love even such so and no other as yourself commanded, which not to have done, I think, had been in me both disobedience and ingratitude to you and toward your friend, whose love had spoke even since it could speak from an infant freely that it was yours. Now for conspiracy. I know not how it tastes, though it be dished for me to try how. All I know of it is that Camillo was an honest man, and why he left your court, the gods themselves, wotting no more than I, are ignorant.
You knew of his departure, and you know what you've undertaken to do in his absence.
Sir, you speak a language that I understand not. My life stands in the level of your dreams, which I lay down.
Your actions are my dreams. You had a bastard by Polixenes, and I but dreamed it. As you were past all shame, those of your pact are so past all truth, which to deny concerns more than avails. But as my breath has been cast out, like to itself, no father owning it, which is indeed more criminal in thee than it, so thou shalt feel our justice, in whose easiest passage look for no less than death.
Sir, spare your threats. The bug which you would fright me with I seek. To me can life be no commodity. The crown and comfort of my life, your favour, I do give lust, for I do feel it gone, but know not how it went. My second joy and first fruits of my body, from his presence I am barred like one infectious. My third comfort, stirred most unluckily, is from my breast the innocent milk in its most innocent mouth, hailed out to murder. Myself on every post proclaimed a strumpet, with immodest hatred the childbed privilege denied, which longs to women of all fashion. Lastly, hurried here to this place of the open air, before I have got strength of limit. Now, my liege, tell me what blessings I have here alive, that I should fear to die. Therefore proceed. But yet hear this. Mistake me not. No life. I prize it not a straw. But for mine honor, which I would free, if I shall be condemned upon surmises, all proof sleeping else at what your jealousies awake, I tell you 'tis rigor and not law. Your honor's all. I do refer me to the oracle. Apollo be my judge.
This your request is altogether just. Therefore bring forth, and in Apollo's name, his oracle.
The Emperor of Russia was my father. Oh, that he were alive and here beholding his daughter's trial, that he did but see the flatness of my misery, yet with eyes of pity, not revenge.
You here shall swear upon this sword of justice that you, Cleomenes and Dion, have been both at Delphos, and from thence have brought this sealed-up oracle by the hand delivered of great Apollo's priest, and that since then you have not dared to break the holy seal, nor read the secret sent.
All this we swear.
Break up the seals and read.
Hermione is chaste, Polixenes blameless, Camillo a true subject, Leontes a jealous tyrant. His innocent babe truly begotten, and the king shall live without an heir if that which is lost be not found.
Now blessed be the grace of Apollo.
Praised.
Hast thou read truth?
Aye, my lord. Even so as it is here set down.
There is no truth at all in the oracle. The session shall proceed. This is mere falsehood.
My lord, the king, the king.
What is the business?
Oh, sir, I shall be hated to report it. The prince, your son, with mere conceit and fear of the queen's speed, is gone.
How? Gone?
He's dead.
Apollo's anguish, and the heavens themselves will strike at my injustice. How now, there?
This news is mortal to the queen. Look down and see what death is doing.
Take her hence, her heart is but more charged. She will recover. I have too much believed mine own suspicion. Beseech you tenderly, apply to her some remedies for life. Apollo, pardon my great profaneness, gainst thine oracle. I'll reconcile me to Polixenes, new my queen. Recall the good Camillo, whom I proclaim a man of truth, of mercy, for being transported by my jealousies to bloody thoughts and to revenge. I chose Camillo for the minister to poison my friend Polixenes, which had been done, but that the good mind of Camillo tarded my swift command, though I with death and with reward did threaten and encourage him, not doing it and being done. He, most humane and filled with honor, to my kingly guest unclasped my practice, quit his fortunes here, which you knew great, and to the certain hazard of all uncertainties himself commended no richer than his honor. Oh, he glistereth thorough my rust, and how his piety doth my deeds make the blacker.
Woe the wine! Oh, cut my lace, let my heart cracking it break too.
What fit is this, good lady?
What studied torments tyrant hath for me? What wheels, racks, fires, what flame boiling in leads or oils? What old or new a torture must I receive, whose every word deserves to taste of thy most worst? Thy tyranny, together working with thy jealousies, fancies too weak for boys, too green and idle for girls of mine. Oh, think what they have done, and then run mad indeed, stark mad. For all thy bygone fooleries were but spices of it. That thou betrayed Polixenes was nothing. That is the show thee of a fool, inconstant and damnable ingrateful. Nor with much thou wouldst have poisoned good Camillo's honor, to have him kill a king. Poor trespasses more monstrous standing by. Whereof I reckon the casting forth to crows thy baby daughter to be or none or little. Though a devil would have shed water out of fire ere done. Nor is directly laid to thee the death of the young prince, whose honorable thoughts high for one so tender. Cleft the heart that could conceive a gross and foolish sire, blemish his gracious dam. This is not snow late to thy answer, but the last. O Lord, when I have said, cry woe. The queen, the queen, the sweet, dear creature's dead. And vengeance forth not drops down yet.
The higher powers forbid.
I say she's dead, I swear it. If word nor oath prevail not, go and see. If you can bring tincture or luster in her lip, her eye, heat outwardly or breath within, I'll serve you as I would do the gods. But, O thou tyrant, do not repent these things, for they are heavier than all thy woes can stir. Therefore betake thee to nothing but despair. 1,000 knees, 10,000 years together, naked, fasting upon a barren mountain, and still winter in storm perpetual could not move the gods to look that way thou wert.
Go on. Go on. Thou canst not speak too much. I have deserved all tongues to talk their bitterest.
Say no more. Howe'er the business goes, you have made fault of the boldness of your speech.
I am sorry for it. All faults I make, when I shall come to know them, I do repent. Alas, I have showed too much the rashness of a woman. He is touched to the noble heart. What's gone and what past help should be past grief. Do not receive affliction with my petition. I beseech you rather let me be punished, that have minded you of what you should forget. Now, good my liege, sir, royal sir, forgive a foolish woman. The love I bore your queen, no fool again. I'll speak of her no more, nor of your children. I'll not remember you of my own lord, who is loved too. Take your patience, dear, and I'll say nothing.
Thou didst speak but well when most the truth, which I receive much better than to be pitied of thee. Really, bring me to the dead bodies of my queen and son. One grave shall be for both. Upon them shall the causes of their death appear, and to our shame perpetual. Once a day I'll visit the chapel where they lie, and tears shed there shall be my recreation. So long as nature will bear up with this exercise, so long I daily vow to use it. Come, and lead me to these sorrows.